Welcome to Gemara Markings Daf Yomi Tosfos Shiur. Don't forget to click on the Daf option to see today's Tosfos marked using the popular Gemara Markings system, similar to that used for the Daf Gemara. If you are not already familiar with our system, a thorough explanation is available by clicking on the Learn the System option. Let us now turn to the Tosfos at the top of Daf Gimel Amud Aleph. We had learned in the Gemara that Rabbi Meir appeared to give two statements of Rabbi Meir, giving us two different times for the beginning of the evening Kriya Shema. The Gemara asked, Kashya the Rabbi Meir, Ad the Rabbi Meir. The Gemara then answered that there were two Tanaic versions as to what Rabbi Meir said. Tosfos points out, the lo motzi lememar, and one option does not exist. You cannot say, b'shol shebnei odom nichnosin, which was one of Rabbi Meir's times, the kohen, which was the other Rabbi Meir time, chad shi'ura hu, that they are one in the same. The im kain, if you were to say that, the result would be Rabbi Meir hainu Rabbi Achoi lefi the Pirush Rashi. It would then result in Rabbi Meir saying the same thing as Rabbi Achoi says, and if you have Daf Beis Omid Beis available, you will notice that Rabbi Achoi was in a Tanaic source in the lower part of Beis Omid Beis. Following the house surrounding Rabbi Hanina, you'll see Rabbi Choy, and he said the time of Roiv b'nei Odom nichnasim lahasev. So, according to Rashi, Rabbi Choy's time, Shepiresh Roiv b'nei Odom nichnasim lahasev, dahainu be'erev Shabbos. That's the time that people sit down to their Friday evening meal. So that if you say that Rabbi Meir's Shol Shebnei Odom Lechol Pitom Ba'arvei Shabbosis is, which was in the earlier Tanaic source on Beis Amid Beis, that is the same as Kohanim, which Rabbi Meir spoke about in the second Tanaic source, in that very same source, you find Rav Achoy that also speaks about people starting their Friday night meal. So that if, once again, if Rabbi Meir's Kohanim Mituarim Lechol B'Trumasan, let's correct ourselves, the Kohanim Toivlim Lechol B'Trumasan is the same as Rabbi Meir above regarding the Friday night meal, well then it would come out that Rabbi Meir is saying the same thing as Rav Achoy, and that can't be. Therefore, the Gemara did not try to say that the two Rabbi Meir's statements are one in the same. Inami, another approach, lo mistabro lememar de b'nei odom mimarim kol kach b'arvei shabosos kamo bizman shakoinim toivlim. Another reason that it's not likely to say that the kohen and B'nei Odom Shi'ur are the same is because you would have been making the people on Erev Shabbos starting their Friday meal, their Friday night meal, the same time that Kohanim immerse themselves. Well, the Kohanim immerse themselves, Dahainu Mivao Yoim, Koidim Erev Shemesh. They immerse themselves while it's still day before sundown, before sunset. And it's not likely that people would have their Shabbos meal, their Friday night meal, so early. Therefore, that's a second reason that we do not say that the Friday night meal and Kohen and Tevila time are one in the same. So we have two reasons why that answer, namely of Kohen and B'nei Odom, two reasons why they are not to say that they are the same time. The next Tosfos, Kashya de Rabbi Elazar ad Rabbi Elazar, we saw a seeming contradiction in Rebbe Elazar's, being that he gave in the Mishnah one time the Bishar Shakur Nichnasim Lechol B'Trumasan, and we saw in a Tanaic source in a Braisa, Bishar Shakidesh Hayom Erev Shabbos. the lo motzi lemeimar mishikidesh hayoim v'koyin mechlosim lechob shumosim chad shiurahu. We cannot say that those two times are one in the same, and hence the Gemara did not say that. Why not? Why can we? Why is it that we cannot say that mishal shikidesh hayom, which is we call beina shmoshes, and the time the koyanim nichasom lechol b'trumasim is one in the same? The imkain, if you were to say that they are one in the same, Rabbi Yoshua, Rabbi Eliezer, hainu Rabbi Yoshua, you would then be making Rabbi Eliezer the same as Rabbi Yoshua. Rabbi Yoshua had said mishal shikidesh mituhorim l'truma, from the time that Kohanim are able to eat Truma. Therefore, saying that Rabbi Eliezer's Kidesh Hayom is the same as Nichnasim Lechol B'Truma, when you find Rabbi Eliezer together with Rabbi Yoshua in the same source. And there, Rabbi Yoshua says, Mishal Shekonim Mitorim Lechol B'Truma San. Therefore, that time and the Kidesh Hayom of Arvei Shabbosos that Rabbi Eliezer says cannot be one in the same. Hence, the Mishnah's seeming statement of Rabbi Eliezer in Mishal Shekonim Nechosom Lechol B'Trumasan cannot be the same as that which Rabbi Eliezer says in this source of Kidesh Hayom Ba'arvei Shabbosos. As we said, because then Rabbi Eliezer would be saying the same thing as Rabbi Yoshua. Therefore, the Gemara answers what it does. In fact, it gave two answers regarding that issue. The Gemara then had discussed the issue of what is the need for a sign if the signs given for the Mishmaros are signs indicating the end of the Mishmaros. The Gemara said, in fact, it could be that the signs are for the ends of the Mishmaros, and if you'll ask, well, the end of the last Mishmar is daybreak, so I know when the end of the last Mishmar is anyway. I don't need the sign of Tino Kyunik Mishteimo or Isham Sabersin Baila. So the Gemara says, well, I do need such a sign. Luman Degoni Bebayis Ofel. For one who dwells in a dark house. So he doesn't have the advantage of noticing when daybreak arrives. The Im Toimar, you may ask, Vahalo Rebbe Eliezer, Boi Ach Yakir Bein Tchilas Lekarsi B'Kriyash Mashal Shachris. We are dealing with Shitas Rebbe Eliezer when we're talking about the signs of the night segments. But that same Rebbe Eliezer says that the time for Kriyashma is not at daybreak. You need a little more light, and that's enough light to distinguish between the colors of Tcheles and Karsi, shades of blue and green, which would require more light than simple Alos Hashachar. So that the question then comes back as to what is the purpose of the giving us a sign for the end of the last segment and telling us it's needed for one to say Kriyashma if he dwells in a dark house, when that time of Alos HaShachar is really not the time for Kriyashma, according to Rabbi Eliezer. V'yesh lomar mikol mokom, he says, even so, kevan shiyoda mosayalem l'shachar, when a person becomes aware that dawn has arrived, kodem shiokum, before he gets up, v'yizamein atzmo kvar v'yigia oiso eis. So by the time he gets up and prepares himself, so the time of yakir ben tcheles l'karsi will have arrived. So the knowledge of the end of the last segment for one in a dark house for Kriyashma is of value, so that from hearing the husband and wife talking with one another or the child suckling, he will now know it's time to get up and get ready for Kriyashma. We learned about Rabbi Yossi's encounter with Eliyahu Novi. Rabbi Yossi having told Eliyahu, well, I davened in the churba because of passers-by, so Eliyahu Novi says, you should have davened on the road, and davened an abbreviated davening. This Tosfos deals with the reference to Tefillah Ketzorah. What is that? Later in this Masechta, the Gemara describes an abbreviated Shmona Esrei called Havinenu. And exactly what Havinenu itself is a matter of discussion, but suffice it to say, it's a special passage in which there is a reference to each one of the middle brachos of the Shmoneh Esrei, from the Atachinen till the end of, we'll say, Shema Koleinu. That is an abbreviated Shmoneh Esrei. The question Tosfos deals with over here is Tefillah Ketzara mentioned in this context of the Churba and Eliyahu HaNavi's recommendation or instruction you should have davened Tefillah Ketzara, is that a reference to the Havinenu prayer? L'cha'oiro mashma, the Tosfos says, she'ein ze Havinenu. That Tefillah Ketzara here is not a reference to that formal abbreviated Shmoneh Esrei. The Ha Kaboy Lekamon, the Gemara later asks, Ma Iko Bein Havinenu LeTefillah Ketzara. The Gemara will be asking, what is the difference between Havinenu and Tefillah Ketzara? Indicating that Havinenu is something other than Tefillah Ketzara. Im Kein, Lepirush HaKuntris Shepirush Bekan Dehainu Havinenu. Therefore, according to Rashi, that explains here that Tefillah Ketzara is Havinenu Koshe. That creates a problem. Ela Arkorcho Hainu Tefillah Achrina. Therefore, we have to conclude that Tefillah Ketzara is some other prayer, Kedem Meforish LeKamon, as is explained later in the Masechta, Tzorchei Amcho Merubim. There is a text in which these words are found, Tzorchei Amcho Merubim, V'daitan Ketzara Aleim, another text that is unrelated textually to Havinenu, that we call Tefillah Ketzara. However, v'gam al zeh koshe. This too creates a problem. The lekamon aminon she'ein loymar tefilas shel tzorchei amcha. This text of tzorchei amcha is not to be recited elo b'mokom sakona. V'Reb Yosi lo have b'mokom sakona. The Gemara says that tefillah ketzara is recited only when a person is in imminent danger. Reb Yosi was not in a place of danger. Pirush. What is a place of danger? B'malkum listin, a place of bandits and thieves where one's life could in fact be endangered. So if only in a case of Malkum Sakona do we say Tefillah Ketzara. And how do I know that Reb Yosi was not in such under such circumstances? Midah Heshivlo, from the way Reb Yosi answered Eliyahu, and he said, Shemo Yafsiku bi Oivrei Drochim. He said, my only fear is that by davening on the road, I'll be interrupted by passersby. Listen, he didn't say, oh, I have to go into the Churba because davening outside would have subjected me to the danger of bandits. Therefore, the pshat of Tefillah Ketzara being Tzorchei Amcha and not Havinenu is also a problematic pshat. The Nireli Kapirish HaKuntris Tefillah Ketzara Da'ocho Hainu Havinenu. So Tosfos says that, in fact, I want to go back to Rashi's pshat and say that Tefillah Ketzara here is Havinenu. In other words, even though the Gemara later on makes a distinction between what is the difference between Havinenu and Tefillah Ketzara, in this Gemara, Tefillah Ketzara means Havinenu. Havinenu, in fact, is an abbreviated, it's Katsar, it's an abbreviated Shmoneh Esrei. V'yafagav delayet alo abaye amad emispala Havinenu, even though Abaye has been known to curse or ridicule he who recites Havinenu. Hainu davka be'ir. Abaye's objection to the recitation of Havinenu is for someone who's in a community. Avo besoda muter, but someone who's out in the fields, which is an unpleasant place, will say, we've learned before that the fields are a place that there's more of a mazikin consideration. There, it's muter. The ha de aminon lekamon mai iko bein Havinenu letefillah ketzara. The Gemara later that says what is the difference between Havinenu and tefillah ketzara, indicating that tefillah ketzara is not Havinenu. Hochi ko'omar. Thusly, we are to understand that bein tefillah ketzara the omar beperek tefillah sashachar kegon tzorchei amcha. There, the Gemara is asking what is the difference between Havinenu and the specific tefillah ketzara that is known as Tzorchei Amcha. Avovadai Tefillah Ketzara Dehocha, but the term Tefillah Ketzara over here, Tzorech Lomar Havinenu, you have to explain it as being Havinenu. The next Tosfos, V'oinin Yeheshmei Hagodol Mevorach. We had learned in the Gemara that the Almighty, upon hearing this expression, reacts with the Ashkemel Shemakalsinus of Beisokach, etc. This was a reference, when we learned the Gemara, it's something that is reminiscent of what we call the Kaddish, in which we see Yehei Shmei Rabba Mevorach Li'olam U'Omei Omayo. We continue in the Tosis with, we have a little marking here. We have a Roman numeral number 1, and later on in the Tosis a Roman numeral number 2, indicating that there are two topics that this Tosis will deal with. Mikan yesh listor ma shepirsh b'machzer vitri. From this Gemara, there is reason to counter that which is explained in the Machzer Vitri. The Machzer Vitri was an early work of Rishonim attributed to the Talmidim of Rashi. And in the Machzer Vitri, he explains Yehei Shmei Rabo Shizu Tfila, that this is a prayer, Shonu Mispaulin, Shiamale Shmoi, a prayer in which we daven for the completion of the name of the Almighty. Kirchtiv. There's a pasuk in Shmois concerning Milchemes Amolek, in which there is an abbreviated name of the Kodesh Baruch Hu. And it says, Kiyad al Kes Ka. Ka, the Yud and He, is a, we'll say it's almost like a half of the formal, ineffable name of the Almighty. Shelo Yehe Shmoi Sholem V'Kiso Sholem. The Pasuk indicates that the name of the Almighty will not be complete and His throne complete. Achi Moche Zaro Shel Amolek, until the seed, the descendants of Amolek, are eradicated. Upirusho Kach. And the explanation of Yehe Shmei Rabo is thusly. And this is, of course, the we're explaining the Machzer Vitri's take on this passage. How does he explain it? Yehe Shmei. Shmei is Shin Mem, Yud He, is a compound word, Shem Ka. It shall, Yehe, the Shem Ka, the Shem Yud and He, which is a half name, Rabo, complete. We pray that it shall become complete. Klomar shonu mispalim shei shmo godol v'sholem and umevorach li'olam. That expression umevorach li'olam have tefila acheres is a second prayer. Klomar umevorach li'olam habo and praised to in the future world. So that according to the Machzer Vitri, when saying Yehei Shmei Rabo Umevorach Li'olam, you're davening for two things. You're davening that the Shem Ka shall be complete, and it shall be, and that the Almighty's name shall be blessed in the future world. So regarding the Machzer Vitri, V'zeh Lo Nireh, here we have an inverted triangle indicating that the undoing, if you will, the counter to the Machzer Vitri's approach. Why does Tosfos say V'zeh Lo Nireh? Miduka Omar Hocha. In our Gemara, it says Yehei Shmei Hagodol Mevorach Mashma Detfilo Achas Hi. The Pasuk is saying the great name of the Almighty shall be blessed, indicating it's one prayer. The Eino wrote Selomar She Shmo Godol V'Sholem, and not like the Machzer Vitri says that it's a prayer that his name shall be complete, Eli Yehei Shmei HaGodol, but rather his great name, Mevorach, shall be blessed. So, once again, Tosfos' take, based on our Gemara, is that the Yehei Shmei Rabo Mevorach is a singular prayer that the Almighty's great name shall be blessed. And not a prayer regarding the completion of the currently fragmented name of the Almighty. Now a second topic, where Tosfos presents a certain point of view and then rejects it, and we've done this, we've illustrated this once again with a triangle and an inverted triangle a little bit later. V'gam ma she'oymrim ha'oylam. L'kach oymrim kaddish b'loshen aramis. The common belief is that we say the kaddish prayer in Aramaic, l'fi she'tfila noya b'shevach gobelhu, because it's a pleasant and very high, lofty prayer. Al kein niska b'loshen targum, therefore it was established in Aramaic. Shelo yovinu ha'malochim, so that the angels who understand languages but do not understand Aramaic, v'yu miskanin bonu. And if we were to say it in Hebrew, for example, the angels would hear us, mortals, saying this very lofty prayer and be jealous of us. So in order to avoid their jealousy, we say it in Aramaic. So that's what Tosfos presents as the common understanding. V'zeh eino nira. Notice we have our inverted triangle, where Tosfos says this does not appear to be the case. Sherei kama tfilos yofel shein b'loshen ivri. There are numerous beautiful prayers that are in Hebrew, and we're not worried in those cases about the angels. Ela nira, but rather, why the Aramaic for this prayer, for the Kaddish? K'namrim b'soif soita. As the Gemara indicates at the end of Masechet Sota, Ein ha'olam miskayin ela sifra b'kedushasa v'yehei shmei rabo d'bosor agadato. The world continues to exist because of Sidra de Kedushasa, sometimes explained as a reference to that which we say in the Uval Letzion prayer, and Yehei Shmei Rabo, the recitation of the Kaddish that is recited after Torah learning. She regilin lomar Kaddish achar hadrosha. It was common to have a Kaddish recitation after the Rav held forth on a Torah topic. V'sham hoyu amei ha'ratzos v'lo hoyu mevinim kulam loshon hakodesh. In the Torah drushes, you found ignoramuses present. It's interesting to note that, in fact, on Daf Vov of our Masechta Brachos, we find this phenomenon of people attending Torah lectures that don't really understand, and in this case, people that don't understand Hebrew. So, for their benefit, lakach tiknu b'loshen targum she'yakum levinim she'zehoyu l'shonam. Therefore, it was established in Aramaic to benefit even those who are not of Hebrew understanding, so that they too would understand this prayer. So, once again, to go over this last point, reason for Kaddish in Aramaic, the first pshat which Tosfos eventually rejects is to avoid jealousy of angels. Tosfos' preferred pshat is to benefit those who do not understand Hebrew. We continue with Tosfos on Daf Gimel Omid Beis. At the top, in dealing with the issues of mazikin, demons or spiritually destructive forces, we say that they will pose a threat even when you are not alone, when you have two people, if you're dealing with their place. B'mekoimon chashinon. In a place that you know that the mazikin, the demons are present. Vahi deli'el, that which the Gemara said earlier, to betray upritzi leko mishu mazikin, that if you have two people that happen to be of loose morality, there is no mazikin consideration. And in such a case, we have two that are upritzi, we have to say that if it's a newly fallen ruin, the only consideration then would be chashad, but no mazikin consideration. Airi bestam she'ein regilin. That's talking about an unqualified place, a place that's assumed to be where they are not rogil. But if you're dealing with a place that they are rogil, they are commonly found there, then even though two people are there, there still is a mazikin consideration. We have learned in our Gemara a comment made by Rabbi Abba Bar Kahana that one is not to say in the presence of the dead things other than matters related to the deceased. Ein omer b'fnei ha'meis elo divrei devarav shel meis. Upasak Rav Alphas, the Rif, paskins mishum Rav Hai, in the name of Rav Hai Goin, davko divrei Torah. He paskins, like the first Lashon in the Gemara, that the only restriction is Torah learning, avodvarim de'alma les lanba. But mundane matters, it is allowed, is permissible to discuss in the presence of the deceased. The dafka ba'arba amos shelo, and this whole restriction is within four amos of the deceased, and that's what's meant by bifnei ames, within four amos. Our Gemara had mentioned that at midnight the northern wind blew, and it would blow through the kinor instrument, thereby arousing David at Chatzos. So the Tosfos points out, Ruach Tzrinis Menasheves Pirush Levado. The north wind blowing that the Gemara makes reference to at midnight is it blows by itself. It's the only wind blowing at that time. Ta'amrina b'perek lo yachbor, in Maseches Bava Basra, in the second perek, it says, the Gemara says, Shehim Menasheves Yim Kol Echad Echad, that the northern wind blows along with all the other winds. So the unique feature of our Gemara, of the northern wind blowing at Chatzos, is that it blows by itself. Because during other hours of the day, the northern wind is blowing anyway, but it's blowing along with other winds. This Tosfos is indicated by the note Shayach Liel. This should have been positioned earlier by way of order of the Tosfosim. We saw that regarding Moshe Rabbeinu's awareness of Chatzos, the Gemara had explained in a bracketed section on the lower part of our daf, where the Kodesh Baruch Hu told Moshe Rabbeinu that I will appear in Mitzrayim at midnight, Bachatzos, and Moshe Rabbeinu said, when he was communicating this to Paro, he says, Kachatzos. The Im Toimar, if you were to suggest, Tosfos says, Mikomokom, Lema Bachatzos, but still, Moshe Rabbeinu should have said, Bachatzos, with the bays, Kemo Shomulo Minoshamayim, just like he was told by the Almighty God, Emes Omrulo, he would be telling Paro something that is true. Namely, the Almighty will be coming exactly at Chatzos. What? Why couldn't Moshe Rabbeinu have said Bachatzos when speaking to Paro? V'yesh lomar, shelo rotza lomar lohem dober shelo hoy yocho laharos lochiach im yishalu lo. Moshe Rabbeinu did not want to say something to them that they could ask him, Moshe, to prove that it is now exactly midnight. So in order to avoid being put on the spot, he didn't use that expression. It may be pointed out that the Gemara will deal with this topic a bit more extensively on Daf Dalet. And finally, the Tosfos, V'ein habor mismale milchuyoso. This was a reference to the wise men approaching David HaMelech and indicating the need for Parnosa, and David HaMelech said, well, conduct internal commerce, and they responded, well, the pit doesn't get filled up with the dirt that's dug out of it. Pirush Rashi, in Yachpor, if one were to dig out a pit, the Yachsir Bo Aforo, and then return the dirt to that, Lo Yehei Mole, it will not become filled up. Tosfos asks, V'temo, de'ein hanidoin doime l'rayo. The topic at hand isn't parallel to the analogy that is brought. The sages had responded to that which David HaMelech said. He said, well, the boar doesn't get filled up with the dirt that is removed from it. There is a lack of parallel in this discussion. Sharei lo hoya oimer lahem. David HaMelech didn't tell them, Elo litol min ha'ashirim v'litein lo'aniyim. David HaMelech, when he indicated conduct internal commerce, his idea was to take funds from the wealthy and give to the poor. In other words, bring from a source outside of the poor. The poor are the ones that need the parnosa in this particular story. So, im hoya mitzave litol min ha'aniyim v'lachsor v'litein lahem, if David HaMelech was saying, take funds from the poor and give it back to them, in other words, they amongst themselves, one should support the other, then oz hoya doyme lamoshal, then the case would have been similar to the analogy. Take from, you know, internal and return to that same spot. But David HaMelech never said, take from the poor in order to support the poor. Umeforash Rabbeinu Tam, mechuyaso, the expression in the Gemara that said, Ein habor mismale mechuyaso, that word mechuyaso does not mean from its dirt, but rather minavi also, from the flow. Klomar, Ein habor mismale min hamayim hanoivin boi. A bore, a pit, does not get filled up with the water that flows through it. In other words, there are springs in which water flows, but they never overflow. They never get filled up. And therefore, the Chachamim were saying that the idea of conducting internal commerce won't be sufficient. Ubatoisefto yesh, ein abor mismali michuyoso, Elin Kain Moishin Lo Mayim Mitzad Acher. In the Tosefta, which is a collection of Tanaic literature like Brisos, it says, it explains a little further and says that a pit does not get filled up, Michuyaso, probably like the Rabbeinu Tam, unless you draw water into it from an additional source, from some other direction. The Re Piresh, the Re explains, Shim Tachbor Mitzad Zeh, if you dig from one side, the toniach mitzad acher, lo temalei, it won't get filled up. Shema shenoisen kan choser kan, that which you dig from one side and a place on the other side remains missing over here. Kamo kein ma shenotel min ashirim, that which you take from the wealthy, yischasim min ashirim, that will now be all the less for the ashirim. So that it's not seen as a solution to diminish from one in order to benefit the others. And as a result of that, so David HaMelech went on to say, okay, so don't try to support the poor from internal national funds, but rather seek outside capital through further or additional conquest. With that, we conclude our shiur for today.